Jesus, what a powerful name. There's none greater. Jesus has such a great name with many encouraging titles that give us hope and understanding into who he is and give us hope. These names and titles play a different role in meaning, but are all beneficial and help us. The more we can understand and have an understanding of Jesus and who he is, the more willing we are to live to him and share the gospel. I hope and pray tonight, as we take a look at these examples, to help us see how great and powerful our Jesus is, that they would be an encouragement to you. Son of the Father, as it is written, the Lord claims Jesus as his son in Matthew 17:5, and also in John chapter 20, verse 31. Jesus himself claims to be the Son of the Father when asked in Mark chapter 14, 61, verses 62. The Son of the Father was born of a Virgin Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem. Like many of us, Jesus experienced what it was like to have siblings and to be a part of an earthly family. He grew up learning carpentry with his earthly father, Joseph, while also preparing himself for what the Heavenly Father would have him to be as he continued to grow. And we can see a little bit about Jesus' childhood and growing up in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. As we read, there are travels of Mary and Joseph, and how Jesus, at just the age of 12, was staying behind in the temple to be about his father's business and to be teaching and preaching and answering the questions of those that were in the temple. So what is the biggest takeaway that we can take away from Jesus being the Son of the Father? It's that his relationship with God took priority over any other relationship, including his family. We should want to make our loved ones happy and be the best that we can be for them. But ultimately, pleasing God should be our main priority. Being obedient to God is not only pleasing to him, but also it's like listening to your parents. It allows you to build a solid foundation for those things that are ahead. See, we may not always know what lies ahead, but God surely does. And if our commitment and willingness to be a child of God is anything like it should be, we can have a solid foundation in our daily walk with the Father. The Rock of Ages, another powerful name of Jesus. Jesus and the gospel are truly like a rock that does not wear away with time. He is the rock that doesn't crumble under heat or pressure. He is a rock of safety and stability. In Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Also in Psalm 74, 22, we read, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is my rock and my refuge. Jesus can not only save our souls forever, but he also has the power to give us to stand firm in him when trials and temptations arise. He provides an inexhaustible source of strength and support. Isaiah 26, verse 4 tells us, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Returning to Psalm 71, verses 1 through 3, in thee, O Lord, I do put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually restore. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, he is my rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. This rock does not end here, but also continues into the New Testament, where Jesus would build his church. In Matthew 16, 18, it says, I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We see in these scriptures just how powerful the rock is, and the rock that is Jesus Christ. Prince of Peace. What is peace? If you look up the definition of peace, you may find something like freedom or a period of freedom from a public disturbance or war, or maybe a quiet and calm state of mind, or maybe even agreement and harmony among people. These definitions are most certainly true, but what does peace mean for us as a Christian? Peace is knowing that the Lord of the universe is by your side and putting rest in him and in that. We ought to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Peace is not just knowing, but it is also living it out. Peace is sitting in comfort in the fact that the Lord, our God, is next to our side no matter what. Who needs peace? I'm here to tell you tonight, church, we all need peace. The lost souls around the world need peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Without peace, we could be in a very bad place, or maybe a dark time that can lead us down a wrong direction. With peace, we can be reassured that God's will is going to be done and that we know that he has our best interests at heart. We find this name in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He has taught us how to pray, how to forgive, and how to endure until the end. He has taught us how to care about others more than we care about ourselves. And he has taught us the mercy and the kindness to make real changes in our lives with his power. He has taught us how to find peace of heart and mind that can only come through him. Society today that will tell you that there are different ways that you can find peace in doing things within yourself to find those things. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is far greater and far better. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, being made so much better than the angels as he have had by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. In John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In Numbers 6, 24 through 26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and give thee peace. Are you someone who needs peace tonight? Jesus is the living true peace, which leads us to our final example tonight. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life because he died for all of our sins. Even the greatest of servants have fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and 23. The consequence for sin is death, Romans 6, 23. Because of our sins and transgressions against God, we deserve to be in eternity, damnation in a place called hell. But God had a greater plan in place for us because of his love for us, which is greater than anything that we can begin to understand. The plan was to send his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, because not only did he shed his precious blood for us, but he also overcame the grave. If he hadn't overcome the grave, ours would be dark and without hope and without a chance to have a relationship with the Father. But Jesus did, in fact, overcome the grave. And because of that, he can give us the victory over death as well. He even says it himself in John 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though may die, he shall live. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, because he will judge all men on the day of judgment. Acts 17, 30 and 31. All of us will stand and give an account for the way that we have lived our lives here on this earth. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, because he is the only way to heaven. Him himself alone is the truth. We cannot have eternal life unless it is through him. In order for us to receive these blessings, that the only true Christ can give. We must believe on the Lord. He told us so himself in John chapter 8, verse 24. For if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Along with this, we must repent of our sins. In Luke 13:3, it says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, repent, you will all likewise perish. We ought not to be ashamed of the blessings that we receive from Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 10:32-33, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. We must be baptized into Christ in order to receive the forgiveness of our sins that are only available through his precious blood. Jesus says in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe is already condemned. In conclusion, Jesus has a very important name and very powerful titles that play a major role in who he is and how much he loves us. He has experienced what we have even at the earliest of ages. He's able to provide an unwavering and unending rock and foundation that we all can put our hope and our faith in. Then even when we may stumble, we may fall, or even may lose the slightest bit of hope, he can give us the peace that passes all understanding and can only come through him. He has shown us the right way to live. His truths have stood until now and will forever. With him, we can not only have life forever with him, but also live an abundant life here on earth. Jesus and his name are everything. Would you be willing to follow him? It took me a long time to really, truly hear the word and what Jesus and God were having to say to me. But I took the time to hear, and it allowed me to believe truly. I had to go back and really evaluate where I stood. What did I actually believe in my faith? And that changed everything for me. I had to go back and I had to test everything as it says in the word to do. And I learned that what I believed wasn't really actually the truth. Until I was willing to hear the actual truth, I was lost. I had nowhere to go. But when I was willing to hear, it allowed me to believe the things that I'd heard. I was able to repent and confess on the Lord Jesus that he is my all in all. And I was able to be baptized into Christ and for my sins to be forgiven. And now I patiently wait for him as I live faithfully until the end. I appreciate your time tonight. I appreciate your listening ear. And I pray that if there's someone here tonight that maybe you need prayer, maybe you need somebody to talk to, maybe it's your time to obey the gospel, I pray that you'd be willing to take that step tonight. And I appreciate your time.